This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
What? Go, go, go.
Oh.
Do, do, do,
I'm
do,
trying to
do,
show out for
do.
Our guests.
I know, I'm immediately like, we need to bring in our guests.
I know.
Okay.
Wait, just 1 second. Just 1 second. Let's warm it up a little bit.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's nicer for the guests if it's a little warm.
I'm going to do Song of the Week.
Okay, great.
And I changed my mind.
Yeah, I know.
I went back and forth.
Yeah.
But I think the Song of the Week this week is going to be And Your Bird Can Sing by the Beatles.
Oh, it is that.
Yeah, it is. It ended up being
Charlie was humming this to himself before, and I said, what song is that? And he said, I can't tell you, it's Song of the Week, which there's not really a thing with like, Song of the Week being like a surprise.
Right, right, right.
But then and then you said, no, it's not anymore, so I can't tell you. And then you told me, and yeah. Then here it is.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was weird.
We have been through like a
tons
lifetime
of stuff. Right.
Stuff before we even start recording. Yeah. You guys don't even know.
I have Natalie's Song of the Week mm-hmm. is ready.
Right, what is it?
And it's walking in a winter wonderland. I heard it the other day and I've been singing it to myself.
It's good. It's good.
And I don't have a phone right now, as you know. And so I've kind of just been.
Natalie lost her phone and keys.
Yep. Separately.
Separately.
Let's bring in our guest.
Yeah. It's fine. Okay. Well, he's one of our favorite people. He's the best
performers of our lifetime.
Right.
And it's pretty amazing that he's here on our podcast.
I know. It is cool like how it kind of ended up. He's actually also someone where like, well, I saw you. I'm going to talk to you. I saw you in off-Broadway with my mom. And I was like, it was so cool to be name-droppy about it to her. I was like, that's actually my friend.
Oh my God. She was like,
he's amazing. I was like, I know.
My friend.
He's
is
my
amazing.
Friend and he's amazing. So that felt really cool. So please welcome Larry Owens.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for being here, Larry.
Yeah, booking moms. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, can I say something? Like, she's not like, oh, that's it's like, she's like tough.
Okay.
Right.
Like, she seriously is like, she'll come to my shows and be like, she'll come to our shows and be like, I didn't think they were good.
Oh!
She's like, I think you were kind of off your game a little bit. Like,
wow.
She really is pretty
stingy with her praise.
She is stingy with her praise.
And
she is exactly
an amazing
mom stamp of approval.
Oh, no, and literally, by the way, it's like, it's seriously not like that. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so I did earn that.
You really did earn it from her.
Because she has an eye.
Because she has an eye.
Right.
Well, she's, you know, she's been seeing stuff for a long time. She's been here.
New York woman.
Yeah, she's a New York woman.
The New York woman
sees stuff. Simply a New York woman.
Right. She was the most recent guest on the pod, by the way.
Oh my God.
Right.
Yeah, with my brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
Everyone on the pod is a New York woman to
us. Exactly.
Yeah.
In their own way.
Who isn't?
Yeah, right.
When I came in carrying that sort of like black.
That special bag.
Bag. Like a black, like sort of just like bodega bag.
Right.
That's a purse.
Literally.
Like, that is a New York status symbol.
Oh my God. Completely.
Walking in with like a plastic bag of like Diet Coke and like a bagel like is it's just as good as walking with a Birkin.
It's
literally
so chic. The New York Birkin and it also signals I feel like to the people that you're with like, hey, like I took care of myself. I'm ready
God,
to go.
So
you know
true.
What I mean?
Stopped
like
off.
I have my juices and my items.
I have
like,
what I need to get through this moment together
literally.
And I brought my best self with my items.
Like I have my gum and my Advil and my Red Bull and my juice.
Like so it's a hangover pack. But yes, that is the subliminals of it. And wow, okay, red for Phil.
Oh my God, but it's so like cute too to be like, yeah, I'm busy. Like I had a big night last night and I have a big morning this morning.
Yeah. Like, can we talk
about and I'm going to take care of it. Like, right. I show up.
Right.
Can we talk about the season? I know this is coming out posthumously. I mean, post-annually in the new year. Posthumously. I died before this comes out. Oh my gosh. I would love. No, I'm trying to get
bleak. It's like a triple posthumous.
Right.
No, stop it.
Yeah, that's scary.
No, I know. I'm sorry.
Packed.
Oh no. Okay. Sorry.
But the events. It's the
what
events.
Were you gonna
do you
say?
Hear
the
my
season?
Voice? The quality of my voice.
Yeah.
It's kind of sandpaper.
Mm. Not to me. But I hear you. Okay. I hear you. I hear you.
What are you saying? The
I'm just
the
saying
season
it's been a lot to do.
Yes.
It's been a lot to
the holiday celebration.
The bars have been open.
Right.
Which
right.
is great.
Right.
Right.
Which is like so fun.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But it's also like it takes its toll.
Yeah.
Have you been like an event? Town,
yeah,
like,
yeah. He's been doing something every day.
Well, we saw each other on Monday at an event.
That's Monday what an event.
On a, wait, that was on Tuesday. I was like, kind of, I was doing Hanukkah at my mom's house. Sorry, she keeps coming up, and she was like,
"Happy Hanukkah,
yeah, happy mom."
Yeah, I love her.
Exactly. Oh,
I've met and I love her.
Yeah. And she knows you. She knows your work. She actually really likes your work.
Yes, that starts you. Again.
Strangely. Yeah,
but she, I was tired and she was like, why are you tired? Like, did you go out last night? I was like, no, I didn't. I was just like, I saw a show and then I like went out after the show and like I got home at like 1. I was like, I guess on like a Monday night, I was like, I guess it technically is out. Like
that
out,
is
yeah.
so out.
Right? It's like, I was like, no. I was just like yeah. hanging out with
I just
like
went to a show and then there was like an
event,
open bar.
Right.
Yeah. Open bar, there was a photographer. Right. Paige was there. Right. just Monday.
Right, exactly. Right.
Why am I tired?
Right.
I didn't go out. I just went to this open bar with Elliot Page.
Right.
And that's kind of it.
Yeah.
Wait,
it really was like
what was it?
Is
saying?
That where you lost your phone?
No.
I feel like when I actually asked to be booked here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was
room,
a really
said,
special moment.
I said, Natalie, have me on the pod.
Yeah.
And I was like, of course. And you said, email, blah, blah, blah. And you set it up. So you must have had phone then, right?
No. Here's what happened.
Chronologically.
It was actually a really exciting, talk about like a New York moment,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know why it's New York, but just stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was exciting and it happened fast. Is mm-hmm. you were like, I want to be on the pod. And I was like, I was so like honored, but I was like, I can't, you know, I was like, oh my God, we'd love to have you. Obviously, like...
But who knows in this moment?
And then you like took your phone, you opened up your calendar, and you said, when? It was so magic. And
yeah.
it was actually like very sexy. And it was like, and then it was like, boom, 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 Thursday. Bless you.
Yeah, sorry, it was set
that.
Before the
it
night was
set,
over.
It was set.
Yeah.
It was set with the magic of the holiday and yeah. show in the air.
Yeah.
So that was swaggy. I lost my phone the night before.
And now,
and sorry, go ahead.
Well, what Natalie, is this what you're going to say?
Yeah.
What Natalie has instead of a phone is she just has a watch face.
Yeah.
Apple?
No.
Like, sorry, like an analog watch.
Oh, you're
watch.
Just keeping time?
Because here's what happened.
And it's not a watch, it's just like the raw
watch face.
Yeah.
Are you a Time Lord? Okay. Yeah. Or Doctor Who girl?
Do you have it?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, she got
what?
Someone knows. Someone okay. knows. And now
for the
like,
audience
I have a niche
listening,
fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Time Lord.
Yeah.
My strap fell off my watch. That didn't matter when I had a phone. You know what I mean? It was just
right.
like, okay, I don't have a watch. Like, no worries.
Step one, lose.
The phone disappeared
mm-hmm.
oh, okay.
into an Uber into the night. And then the watch face became very important to me. So now I'm kind of like this girl with like a basically watch on a chain with no chain. What's that called? A
pocket watch?
Yeah, a pocket watch. And so like when I'm walking to work, I like take out my little watch. And I'm like, okay, 5 minutes
to get there.
Okay,
Gilded Age.
No, it's so Gilded Age.
Hey, Mrs. Astor, you're a fucking
no, literally.
Train Baron. What is it?
Robber Baron. Yeah.
What does that mean, Charlie?
I'm like,
Robber Baron. Robber Baron is like... one of the class of like turn of the century people who are got really
right.
really rich off of industry
like my okay. like family is like we have a newspaper
okay
right
yeah
so it's just Baron but bad
Robber Baron I think because it's like they made off with so much money that it was like they stole you know what I mean
robbers.
Okay. That's like the
robbers.
Connotation
classic
okay. so
that's
we're
another
sort of
good example
the new era of Robber Baron
right exactly that's like
I
the
mean,
tech
Bezos.
Bezos. Yeah, exactly.
Zooby Zoo.
And there's a lot of them, actually.
Oh, my God.
But actually, that's true. Of like there were a lot of them back then. There were, like, the most famous ones, but then there were, like, a million people who were, like, I invented, like, Staples.
Right.
Or it's, like, I, like, made a fortune and, like...
What?
Do you know what I mean?
Is that Robber Baron?
Yeah.
We
yeah,
love
yeah.
Staples.
I know.
Easy button.
So, exactly. No. I meant, like, Staples, like, the... device.
The device.
Yes.
Right.
It's the coolest device ever. Let's just say that about Staples.
Someone said something. I read a tweet that was like, I have not seen a staple in a minute.
Grapadora. That's right. The Spanish for it.
Grappador.
Yeah. Oh my god. Like, like a female gripstress.
Okay. Yeah. It was like Grappadora. Grappadora. Okay. Never forgot it.
Right. Wow.
To the tip of my tongue.
Grappadora.
Yeah. Like Grappadora.
You're like. Just give me the Grappadora.
Give me the Grappadora.
Do you guys have a Grappadora? Oh my god. I'm sorry.
Like stapler is also fun.
Stapler
is a fun word.
Totally.
In the mouth.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, it's like, did you think it could get more fun? It's like, no. It's like, okay. Well, how about Grappadora?
La Grappadora. And like, what a stapler does, like, the whole thing is fun. It's kind of onomatopoetic. It's like staple.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if I buy that. Okay. The onomatopoeia of it.
It was a reach. It was a reach.
Well, the thing with onomatopoeia is like, it's like you can kind of back, you know what I mean? Onomatopoeia is like
Grappadora. Okay, right. How about that one?
Right, that works. Yeah. I'm in.
Tell me Grappadora.
Or it's like, to me, I'm like, Grappadora, it sounds like, because it's so feminine coded, it sounds like there used to be a job. And it was a woman in the town who did the stapling. And then they're like, oh.
The stapler.
Right.
On Netflix.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Lily Gladstone is the stapler.
It's like, staplers literally used to be like an amazing like family job.
Right,
and
exactly.
Then they all got put out of business by this stupid little Grappadora.
Do you know the people who have the last name Stapler? Like, they actually used to be staplers.
They probably were the stapler of their town.
Right, they probably were the town stapler.
I was wanting a stapler the other day. I did some printing, and I wanted to read what I printed, and I was like, I can't staple this thing in my house.
You printed at home?
Yeah, I did.
You without a phone or a wallet? Yes. Have a printer with ink? Prove it.
Yes. Yeah. Because prove you know it. Why? Because I have roommates. Because
you have roommates. Yeah.
I have roommates. Yeah, okay. And they like allow for some functioning.
You're being grandfathered in.
Yeah, for sure.
The printer.
Yeah.
La Printesa. Yeah. I made that up.
La Printesa.
I think that one's La Printesa. Sure about that.
La Duquesa de Alba. She's a real woman. Yeah. While we're offline, Google her. La Duquesa de Alba.
Who is that?
Iconic woman.
Okay. Iconic woman.
Yeah, the Duchess of Alba.
And what did she do?
She just really has an iconic look.
Oh, fabulous.
It's a kind of more of a physical thing.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Cool. So we have to Google her.
Yeah.
I love that. When your look is so iconic, like that really can make you a Baroness. Baroness?
Baroness.
A Baroness.
Yeah, whatever.
We've been having a fun with language.
I know. Wait, how did this start? Go back.
I know. I actually feel like there were threads.
What? No, we were talking about, so it's like, watch. Yeah. You have a watch. Where's your phone?
Oh, my phone is in the Uber somewhere, but...
What was that night?
That night was, I was going to Westchester. I took an Uber from the train to my parents' house
You're a Mount Vernon
girl?
Left
it in the cab. White Plains, but
White Plains,
you're a
Pelham girl? White Plains, you just told me.
Yeah.
Keep guessing. You'll get it.
Rochelle girl?
Nearby.
You're White Plains.
Sure as hell been there.
Okay.
So what are you, New Rochelle, you're White Plains?
Yeah.
So you went home to your family.
Right, exactly.
And then... You got blackout with them?
Yeah, basically. Well, I kind of just got out of the car and I was just like, it's over.
You knew.
And then just from this, I think, kind of chaos of the moment, left my keys at my parents' house. So nothing's
totally
gone, but it's not with me right now, any of it.
But phone, wallet, keys, that's the trifecta.
I know. And I have a wallet, phone, sorry. A wallet, phone case.
Oh,
so you lost your wallet too.
The wallet is gone.
Oh.
Wait, how are you? Oh, you know what's cool about Natalie? Natalie carries tons of cash.
I have cash.
Yeah. I'm like scared of taxes
right now.
Charlie
said
you
should.
I actually literally just made Natalie like do a W-9 form. Like, Natalie's my employee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I get paid for like all the stuff.
It's mostly just like cleaning and
some clerical work. She just keeps the household in order. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, basically. Wow. So you're the LLC.
Yeah, exactly.
You're the LLC.
Actually, I'm not an LLC. I'm just a sole proprietor.
A sole proprietor.
Are you an LLC?
I have an Inc.
Whoa.
I mean, we did poorly this year.
our company's not doing that well.
I was like, as like a business owner, we would be in dire straits.
Wait, that's always funny.
I would be sending the employees home. I'd say hard candy Christmas. Yeah, this year. Let's just say I took the subway here.
Right.
After years of not doing that.
Right.
And it really makes you think.
Yes, totally.
It really makes you think.
Well, what else do you have to do on there besides think on the subway?
Right. I know, just because that sort of like remain like sort of like for me with my fizz, my I would be like, I'm safe, but also like, don't talk to me. Yeah, like I have to like do this like energetic thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it actually goes by so quick compared to a car. Like a car does take twice as long.
Yeah.
It's not convenient.
Right. No, like that is the secret of New York is like, if you take a car, unless it's the middle of the fucking night, meaning like 3 a.m., right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Going like in somewhere in Brooklyn, it will actually double your time.
Right.
Yeah, I'm shocked. The L is like, it really is zippity-doo-dah.
No, and right now the L is very good.
I've been coming to this little Nexus Union Square like the past couple days, and I've just been riding the L, and it gets me here quick.
It does, it works.
But might have to be alive. You know, like I can't take a nap.
No,
disassociate.
That is really what you get in the car is like the safety of closing those little peepers.
Yeah,
can't do that on the subway.
Just sort of like you know, reviewing music.
Right.
You know, things, all these little fun things. Right. One day, we'll get back to it.
Yeah.
Do you think that the industry will exist in 6 months?
6 months, I'm saying yes.
In 6 months?
Yes, I'm saying yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What
6 years, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, 6 years.
I don't know about that. But 6 months, yeah, I think so. Okay. Or do you feel like no? Actually, like, I'm stupid. Like, I don't know about that.
I don't know. It's giving...
It's giving, like...
It's giving Gibraltar.
Rats.
It's giving rats. I'm
like,
rats.
What's my plan? Well, whatever.
Oh, rats.
What is your
right.
plan?
I don't know.
What's rats?
Rats just meaning like shoot.
I thought that was a Gibraltar.
Oh, okay.
Thing.
Drat.
Oh, yeah, drat. Oh, drat. Right. I got it. Rachel
oh, drat is good.
Rachel okay. Drat.
Got it.
Right. My plan, we keep doing the podcast.
I know.
My plan, I think, is like doing, honestly, speech pathology. But will that still exist, honestly?
Yes.
Speech.
Yes.
We will have speech, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
If even to just train the robots. Right. Well, I don't want to get bleak. Well, you seen the theme song
of the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life is pretty boring when every day's the same.
I'm dropping out.
Take me on a rocket ship to see the Earth from space. I'm an explorer, baby. Wanna come over? Maybe it's exploration time, exploration alive.
Wow.
That was that.
Amazing.
Thank you for giving me a platform.
That was really nice.
Thanks, everyone.
Charlie's
Do you
want to
sing it now?
Can you sing it?
Do you know it well enough?
Book, no. and my voice is sandpaper today.
Right, but you can you sing something?
I can't.
Okay, yeah, by the way.
We'll link to
my
some
name
songs.
Was being dropped in the Caleb Heron episode.
Oh.
Sort of. Sondheim came up.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Push Me Parsley. Oh. And it's like, it doesn't work unless you do the rest. Looks to me like you've got plenty there to push.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so it's sort of like the PPP.
Right.
Wait, what is that line again? The whole thing?
It's like...
Push me... How'd you...
Okay, I'll sing this. Yeah. How'd you like to push me parsley? It looks to me, dear, like you've got plenty there to push. Do you get... Now you get it.
Yeah.
You are amazing.
Oh, thank you. I was like, beggar woman? No, I got these vocals.
Yeah,
a little bounce around me bush. How'd you like to push me parsley? That's
really good.
That happens to be a role that you're eating the fuck up right
now
in studio.
So then she goes into the soprano. What a miserable woman. Okay, me belting it straight down. Woman. Okay, we're cracking. Alpha who cracks. Woman.
Wow, that is amazing.
I actually normally can sing. Normally I sing with such abandon. And I've only been vocally down 2 times in recent memory. This week.
Okay. Sure.
And for my friend's wedding where she literally wanted us all to sing. And I'm calling it Thistle because it's just like my voice is dry. The environment just strips.
The winter.
The New York radiator.
Oh, God, the New York radiator.
You can't control it.
You can't control it. It's out of... You know what I did? I just put and please tell me if this is really bad, but I don't think so. I put like a I'll get there, a pillowcase over it. Because it literally, and like a wooden thing
to
on top
what?
Of it. To like dampen it. Like to insulate it a little bit. So it wasn't so intense.
The heat?
Yes.
Can't you twist it?
No.
Holy shit. You can't twist yours?
No.
It's like New York.
You
Bro.
Can't twist yours. Mine doesn't have a knob like that.
Mine does listen to the twist.
Really?
It adheres.
You can modulate it?
Because, no, guys, the clanky noises it makes, no one could sleep through it. It's literally like bing bong bing hey, no, bong the, clang, 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 clang. It's like blang, blang, it's blang, literally blang, blang, wait, it's like the beginning of that song in Tarzan. Like,
oh, trash in the camp.
No, it's literally trash in the camp, and so I have to turn it off every night. But when I twist it, it's like.
Oh, really?
It gets really quiet.
Mine doesn't have that option.
I'm sorry. So you put a pillowcase over its head?
Yeah.
That feels like a fire hazard.
Right. I know, but I actually did a tiny bit of research, which is that I asked one person who would kind of know, and he was like, you're fine.
Okay.
Because a radiator is...
steam.
Not fire.
Yeah, it's steam.
I got boom, boom, steam, heat.
I know that.
Yo, you know this one? How do you know this one?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's buried somewhere in the back. It's from the Pajama Game.
It's from the Pajama Game, Charlie.
Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
Choreographed by Bob Fosse.
Oh,
actually, the Pajama Game is very relevant. Uh-huh. It's about factory workers at a pajama factory unionizing.
Oh, oh, fabulous.
My school did it.
They won 7.5 cents raise.
Oh, fabulous. Yes.
Which is valid, uh-huh. I would
you
say.
Give it to me every hour, once every week, mm-hmm. Then you can live like a king.
Right.
Aw.
Period.
But they do steam heat.
Mm-hmm.
And they sort of do like, I got...
dun, dun.
Like, no, they do...
Oh, oh, yeah.
Because they're making right. sort of... Now, yeah, that's yeah, yeah. onomatopoeia.
That's onomatopoeia.
Right.
Is so it? Or is word. It just tongue click? Damn, fuck me.
I think
me.
It's not.
It's not. It's just mouth percussion.
Right.
Well, I feel like onomatopoeias are like...
That's fun.
Not...
Zoink, bam.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Right, but are those words?
Squeegee.
Yeah.
Squeegee, squeegee.
A chew?
How about that one? How about that
A
one?
Chew.
Squeegee,
squeegee.
Squeegee I'll give
squeegee.
To
squeegee.
Squeegee. I'll give that to like that.
Yeah.
Squeegee. That's onomatopoeia.
Yeah, yeah.
I want it to be a real word. I don't want it to be zoinks and oinks.
Right.
Right. It's like a chew. Is that a word?
A chew? That's
a chew.
Sound.
But can I say something? I think like maybe is it a chew because we heard about a chew and now we say a chew?
We heard about a chew.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, maybe.
How old were really you when you found out about right. a chew?
I was 29 years old when I, today years old. I'm, okay. Here's the thing. What? As a nanny, I do a lot of like animal sounds mm-hmm. with the kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right,
it's very
right.
like oink, oink, bok, bok, right. whatever. And it's kind of like they're memorizing the sounds
mm-hmm.
the way we say them, but they don't sound anything like what the animal says.
Mm-hmm.
So what about that?
So like yeah, the kids
give me
are
some incongruencies like, about that. Yeah. Is that right?
Yes.
Thanks. Like oink oink. It's like a pig is like.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
Yeah.
They're like snorting.
It's like that doesn't sound like
oh,
that.
Oh, you can't make the sound of gooning.
No.
Oh yeah, we were
is
talking
that
about
how you
gooning.
Sound when you
goon? Who's gooning? Oh yeah, what,
what is
gooning?
Gooning, to me, gooning is just like...
Wait, I was going to guess.
Yeah, yeah,
because Charlie said it was a sexual thing.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like it's three people. Four?
No.
Less. Two? One.
It's one. It's okay. A solo act.
Okay, and is there a computer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think canonically, yeah.
And...
Not always, though, but...
Okay, okay. And it's when you, like, time your humping with the porn?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just like it's kind of just like masturbating at length to the point of like stupidity, I think is the idea.
To the point of complete insanity.
I think that's kind of the idea, right? Is that like
I don't know.
Oh, oh, oh.
Oh.
Shoot. Well,
but you knew that it was sexual.
This has been a preponderance in the white gay community. Did I use that right?
I don't know. Preponderance?
Yeah. Proliferated.
Proliferated, yeah.
Okay.
You're really like coming to me for the vocab, but I feel like you kind of
yeah,
have it
you're
more
kind
than
of
me.
Like...
Onomatopoeia have me, but I feel like it's white gaze.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think that's wrong.
They've been leading it.
I think white gaze have been, you know,
we
have
our
pop movement. There are yeah. black pups.
Right. But, you know, our culture is so powerful.
I know.
We came up with gooning. it's like, well, black gaze gave
power.
Us like house music.
House music
and, like, and I'm like, well, we have our own thing to offer.
Yeah, like, liberation, yeah. worship.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so much on offer. And then,
right.
like, white gays are like
gooning and, you know, pup play, kind of that stuff.
What pup play is like being a puppy?
Yeah, basically. It's like wearing a... It actually is like, it's super literal. It's like you will go to gay clubs and you'll see people in like a dog mask.
Oh, like as a literal puppy.
Right, yeah. Right, right.
Totally.
Yeah, and you'll play as puppies.
Right.
Oh, and you other. Play with each other as puppies. Right.
Sniff by.
Completely understood,
right.
by the way.
Yeah. Like loud and clear on that.
like
yeah. got it.
By the way, I've done it.
Right.
Pup play?
Like in my youth, like who didn't do a little pup play?
Right, but it's sexually,
no.
it's sexual.
So,
oh,
sorry,
no.
No.
Oh, no.
We're like,
no.
Eh,
no.
No.
Belly, no. You're like, God help you. You did not pup play in your youth.
You know.
If you did, I'm
sorry. Like, a little misunderstanding there. No, it's no problem.
No worries. No worries.
Come right.
Would you like to push me parsley?
Yeah.
Oh. A little jig jig, a little muff, dear. Oh, it's good.
Right.
I know.
I just saw Marilee.
Wait, you had a whole Sondheim review, right?
Yeah, I do. I have a Sondheim concert that I did it last month at the time of the podcast. Yeah, at the Carlisle Hotel.
Oh, my God.
So we took it intimate the last time before that. Actually, mm-hmm. I did it twice this year, passing the Playhouse in California. And that was like a huge theater. And it's California, so they just have a ton of space. The first row was like 30 feet away.
Oh my God.
You're like,
what is this? I was like, oh yeah, we're in LA, babe. Like,
right.
One thing they got here is real estate.
Totally.
So then the Carlisle was like, no, you're sitting on my lap.
I saw
was that
it?
Nice to have it more intimate?
Mm-hmm. I love both experiences. Yeah, mm-hmm. The Carlisle Hotel is like, Elaine Stritch lived there. She's like a Sondheim girly.
Yes, mm-hmm. I know about her collared shirt and the tights,
shirt and
right?
The tights, okay. Yes, mm-hmm. And I was definitely visited. I was visited by my Sondheimian ancestors. Like, I couldn't get through the last song. Like, I've never been that girl who cries through a song. And like, I can't sing. I thought those bitches were faking it. I was like, pull your fucking larynx up and pull your diaphragm out and sing. And I truly was choked.
What was your last song?
It was during Move On. Yeah, and I sort of have done this whole, like, you know, kaleidoscopic thing, and I'm like taking care of the audience, and then in that last section I sort of just take care of myself and like break down the wall, and like, and I was just like, I don't know, just hearing every lyric like in real time and being there, and it was just like I was very, very emotional.
That
and
sounds
affected.
Really special.
Yeah, and that's like why I love
when are you doing
stuff.
It next
yeah
when am I doing it next? So I'm making sort of a comedy pivot. I'm preparing some new comedy.
Really?
At the time of the podcast, December, I'm doing a show at Union Hall where I'm like, it's called New Year New Material. And I am sort of gonna work through my new hour.
Oh yay. My God.
And then on January 29th I'll be at the Bell House. We'll do it big.
All right, so listeners, be I'll getting your there. Tickets if you can even find one.
Yeah, that'll be January 29th at the Bell House.
We know about that.
Oh my God, I can't wait. This. That's so fun.
So like, I'm building.
We're not gonna be here.
No, where won't. Will you be?
We're going to LA.
Netflix is a joke.
No.
Just, what else?
What's separate tour. Dynasty. We actually
have a good tour.
Yeah. Sorry. Wait. That was.
Oh, you can't tease this.
No, we can. We're going to LA and San Francisco and Seattle.
This is exciting.
Wait, I'm
you
so sad
pissed.
To miss it. When
I
is
know,
the December
too.
Show?
Oh, the December show is on the 29th. So it's sort of
December
like
29th?
Between Christmas and New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
all the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fun. Yes. Oh, my God.
And
that's
just,
exciting.
Like, I'm doing something new, which is why we have to go to Union Hall. We have to go to the basement.
Yes, go to the basement.
See what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And
then you'll take it wide.
Yeah, I think it'll be. I think it'll be ready.
So that's like songs or sorry, is it musical or is
there'll
it
be the, it's like the least amount of songs I've ever done.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
In an evening, like I still feel the desire to sing comedically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I am trying to shift away from that as the industry finds it cheap.
You think they do?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. I'm like, what else is there?
Well,
in this
I've been singing the songs for many years.
Got it. Okay. And so you're doing
with
more
ample
like
opportunity to platform it.
I see.
So even going so far as to do a critically acclaimed run at the Edinburgh Festival.
Mm-hmm.
But I did learn a lot there just in terms of like what people put up. And so that was a really wonderful education.
When did you do that?
That was
last
in August.
Year?
Oh, this past year?
It was in August 2020.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Did you have fun there? What was it like?
It was really, really rigorous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a month of shows every day.
It sounds intense.
But you've done
when you're building a show, how do you feel?
I haven't really done it like that. Like
you kind of did. Well, you have an hour.
Yeah, I have an hour, but it's like I only really do it like once every couple months. So it feels hard to like kind of get momentum on like.
But at the beginning, when you're sort of inspired, what's that like for you?
I have like something so smart to say. Upcoming. Hold on. It's coming. It's landing. I don't know. I feel like it's like, I feel like a lot of what I've been trying to do with the hour is like get okay with talking for that long and getting over the nerves and just like having an order. And now I feel like I'm finally at a point where I'm like, what's the like framing? What's the message? And that stuff I kind of like don't really know, and I'm a little like intimidated by.
Yeah.
How has it been for you this with this new hour?
Well, I like talking for an hour is crazy to me. Mm-hmm. I will say it doesn't always hold me. That's why I was obsessed with Jess's show. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh, like keep talking. I was like, this is stand up and I love it. Like I totally got stand up and I was like, yes, someone new doing something exciting and like saying things I've never heard before. Love it. Rare. So I'm like,
this is Jess Tom's solo show at which we just saw. Greenwich. Fabulous. Theater. Yep. Is that where it is? Greenwich.
Barrow Street Theater.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yeah. No.
Greenwich Theater on Barrow Street.
Oh. There we go.
Everyone's correct.
Okay. Right. So go see that.
Go see that.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. It is like I feel like on stage talking for an hour, I'm like, okay, so I feel when this dips and gets a little like boring or something.
Right.
So I know the audience does, but I know that there's times where I see stand up that's that long that doesn't get boring. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, so what happens there? Like, what do you do at the like 75% way through mark to like
I sing,
you know?
Right. I mean, that's the thing, like you can vary the, like, you know, the medium you're using, right? Like it's helped, like that people do like a PowerPoint, right? Like when we saw Dash's show,
he did that and Dash, it was great. Just had an amazing show.
Yeah, he did like a half hour and it was, and I kind of did that in my, like, the most recent thing. But I ended on that, and it's like, maybe that would have been a helpful thing for the middle of it instead. To be
right.
Like,
but I like it when it's talking all the way through and it gets you. I feel like I don't really have a
thing. There's something about the purity of
it. In my show that's, like, where, like, the energy, like, I feel like it's kind of, like, the tone is kind of, like, frantic and exacerbated or something, and it needs, like, a down moment and then a back up.
Like, maybe something serious that's, like, a little slower.
Or something.
Like,
I don't know. Jess has had some very cool, like, variation like that, you know, like, different moments. Yeah,
Richard's show is also great for that.
Yes.
He's, like, so, totally. Like, there's so much actual tonal variation, and, like, there's no lull, and he's with you. I mean, whatever, genius.
Yeah, he's amazing.
What can I say?
Yeah.
You know what I find really hard about the project, and I've done this maybe, like, two or three times, like, putting a big hour-long solo thing together, is, like, you have to kind of confront the fact that it's like going to be kind of arbitrary. Like, I get so hung up on like, there's an ideal version of this that like is better. There's a version of this that's better than what I'm doing. And you can only get to that by doing the like a worse version of it and then kind of learning it. Right.
Absolutely.
But it's really hard to be like, wait, but like there is something that I like can feel that I'm grasping for some idea or some coherence and I'm not reaching it. And actually often you see stuff where you're like, this was good and successful, but it like, I can see that it maybe wants to be more than it is. And it's interesting because in comedy, like as long as it's funny throughout, that works. That's actually enough. That clears, like that's a bar that you can clear. But then beyond that, you're like, I kind of want to do something that's like, more maybe formally interesting or like more intellectually interesting. And I find it frustrating to like, and actually like there was a show that I was working on that I kind of bailed on because I was like, I just felt really overwhelmed by like, I don't know, there's too many avenues here for me to like pursue and I don't know how to. And I want to pick it back up, but.
Yeah, I set a date. I like had this idea.
Yeah, you have to just set a date.
I had this idea and I knew what it was and I, like my ideas come fully formed. Mm-hmm. And in their sections and like with its momentum.
Yeah.
And then I have to like race
to get
it out and get it done.
Right.
Because like the guilt that I feel not writing it is supersedes like the feeling of egg on the face for doing something early. Like,
right. Well, you actually just, it's kind of nice that it's like you have to and it's expected and it's understood that like when you make something like this, the only way, nobody expects a fully formed product right out of the gate.
Like new material. Yeah. This is not the title of my hour. Yeah. That's like me just being like, come and truly like watch this evolve. Like,
right.
Like, that's, I'm like just see, like also like kind of like participate in Schadenfreude. Like if you want to laugh at me, like fail, like this is the time to come.
Right.
It's like I'm gonna be doing some crazy stuff.
Pay me $10 and you get to laugh at me.
I'm gonna be doing some crazy stuff that I don't want to be in a box and I want to push and I want to explore.
Yeah,
which is very
explore.
It like exciting to see on stage someone like. Someone who you like appreciate their like perspective or talent or whatever, and then you're like, I get to watch them try something. Like it is kind of very exciting.
There's trust to get you in the door, and then also like trust back. Me, I'm trusting you to be like, hey, you're watching me do the, you know, it's like,
yeah. There's things
that like when I played the Carlisle, like that was an insane ticket. It was a Broadway ticket, which I, you know, we work really hard for that. And mm-hmm. then this is like a completely different venue. Like
yeah,
this is
right.
And like that handedness, mm-hmm. I am really, really interested in as an artist of like, mm-hmm. yes, I love to go uptown to the Upper East Side.
Yeah.
And like that was intentionally to deliver that show to that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I'm intentionally delivering this show like to this neighborhood.
Right.
And mm-hmm. just like having fun throughout.
That is yeah. so interesting. Like you have, like you in particular, as like a comedian and performer, have done so many different types of stages. Yeah. Like with audience that are like expecting different things.
Yeah.
That must be so interesting for you, like to be like in like a comedy audience and then a theater audience and then in this type of like a theater on the West Coast, theater on the East Coast, like Broadway, off Broadway.
It's just like Scottish right. people looking at you and you're like,
can't imagine.
You're like, I'm black. And they're right. like, so what?
Well, just I right. actually don't even know what that accent sounds like.
Yeah, mine was didn't lead you in well at all.
I followed you. I trusted you blindly.
There's trust there.
What? So this hour that you're going to be doing is different than the Edinburgh one.
Yeah. Maybe we'll put those songs online. I'm figuring out how to get my music on Spotify every day.
Yeah. Closer. Oh my God.
And then
good luck.
Every day I figure out to get closer. So maybe we, you know, distribute those songs and
right.
that's how that lives on.
Right.
Totally.
Or no, maybe we'll do a live album recording or something. I don't know what to do with that piece yeah. of work, but I am just like literally like I, not to be existential again, but mm-hmm. just every day this year sort of waking up with like in fear of the livelihood, the work disappearing in terms mm-hmm. of like television and film. It's like, it's really scary, but it is also a reminder that, like, New York woman.
New York woman.
I'm a New York woman, mm-hmm. okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which means
that bag.
We can play the Upper East Side, we can play Brooklyn, we yeah. can, like, we can be artful, we can, like,
yeah.
just go straight to the people, and it's not, doesn't mean the end right. of artistry.
Yeah. Right.
It means the end of
a certain like, kind of
yeah, tech disruption.
Remuneration.
Right.
You know what, I mean, it's interesting.
Remuneration, no, please yeah. remunerate me.
Yeah.
Often.
Remuneration.
Yeah, remunerate me. Yeah. Often and well, please.
Right. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Well, what was funny for me, at least, about, like, the strike was, like, you know, my, like, creative income was never so tied up in TV and film. Like, we were making all of our money on, like, the podcast and, like, the live show. Mm-hmm. And, like, that was not disrupted at all. And it actually is, there's something kind of nice about, like, it would narratively make sense for, like, live performance to be, like, devalued. And instead, it's, like, people come out to shows all the time. You actually can make like kind of decent money doing it, like sort of fab actually.
Yeah.
Like I'll literally take it. And meanwhile, like sometimes you know, the few times I've gotten like offered things for TV, it's like sometimes it's like for less money than I would make doing like a few shows.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, there's
you know what I mean?
Yeah, and the scam is out. And
yeah. A little bit.
And the word is out on the scam.
Right. Exactly.
Like, that was sort thing. Of like the fun. It's like everyone like sort of admitting it's like, oh yeah, we pretend that it's going
right.
well. Oh,
yeah, totally.
Right, exactly. It's like, we can't show you the numbers, but they are so good.
Yeah, like, everyone is sort of being like, at gunpoint forced into like minimums. Like,
right, exactly.
With no residual.
Right. like, no, it's good. I don't know. So I feel like to me, like that fear is maybe a little less there because it's like, I'm like, the attachment there is like, oh, for a real like upper middle class or like wealthy lifestyle. And it's like, well, it's nice to know that if you're just like performing in the city, you can actually maintain like
you can live.
You can live actually.
Yeah, you can live. Yeah. Right. I like was, you know, I just sort of tasted,
mm-hmm.
you know, this,
right.
like this version, this gutted version.
Right, right, right.
Of success.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Right.
Like a rotted non-90s success.
Right, exactly.
And you know,
and you're like, wow, this like, must have been beautiful in here.
I was like, okay. I was like, it's hard and it's weird, and but I get it.
Yeah.
And like I am creating art mm-hmm. still. So it's just like, I don't know. There's sort of like some PTSD from being like, oh, never right. mind. Yeah. I was like, I'll just do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do this.
Right. It's That's actually much hard. Harder to, like, really have something hard. And have it taken away than just to not get it sometimes.
I know. Yeah. I know. It was, like, there. And yeah. I guess it's, like, we'll see what happens. I just have such little faith. Why would I say this in public? Oh, my God.
No problem.
Gosh.
That's okay.
I know. Just a little.
Here's what I'll say is I really thought I was getting this job in LA, and then I didn't get it, and was so, spending money as if I was going to get it and was like, wait, shoot. And also was like not really like building up. I like kind of wasn't answering people who were asking about tutoring, you know, a day job. And now I'm like going back to people like from 2 weeks ago being like, hey, missed this somehow. Shoot. Like, are
hey,
you still looking?
I momentarily thought my life was changed forever. So I'm back.
Exactly. I thought I was going to get a job and it's literally like a scene in a sitcom where it's like, what's it from Reno 911 where like there's an accident and they all think they've won the lottery, like there's a misprint and every lottery ticket is a winner, and like one by one they all come into the office and they're like, fuck you motherfuckers, I'm not fucking looking at you again, and like they do it one by one, they're like, it's fake.
That's funny.
Yeah, that was
what's
me with
Reno 911.
Oh, it was like a Comedy okay. Central show that was like a mockumentary. It's like a cop mockumentary set in Reno, Nevada.
Period.
Yeah.
That was so gentle.
Yeah. I nailed it.
My replacement phone is in Nevada right now, actually. I just tracked it. It was supposed to come today and it was in Nevada this morning.
You're like, they'll make
it. And I saw that and I was like, that's really fucking scary because I bet it's going to come today.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that should not be allowed.
It actually is. FedEx tracking or whatever is so freaky.
It should not be okay that, like, an item. I don't know.
Right. You're like, that should take longer.
Yeah.
No, it's nuts. It's nuts for it to be like, hey, like I ordered like this little side table and they're like, so it's in Ecuador right now. And you're like, what? Wait, there? What? It's coming here? Like, isn't there a closer table?
Right.
It does make you aware.
I do well phoneless.
You do well?
Yeah.
This occurs?
It does happen.
It happens, yeah.
Like, of course I had all of my things wiped. I like had like, I guess like water on the screen or something. Mm-hmm. And it like locked me out. It like put my password in. Till I was locked up for a million minutes.
Right.
And
the only way, like a ghost was putting your password in. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only way to get it back in is to restore your phone. And so you know I don't use iCloud because I don't trust it.
You don't?
I know. And, you know, they actually want us to use iCloud.
They do.
So badly.
They are desperate.
They are fucking punitive. They said, if you want to get in this phone, I have to delete everything. Right. So I have no numbers.
Oh, my God.
And there was, like, a time where, like, there was a few days where I didn't have a phone. It was actually when I saw Here We Are when this happened, the Sondheim musical, and a blessing there because I've never been so present.
Right. You're like, well, what else is there to look at?
I was just like, I just sat and I was just at the theater, and then it was intermission and like, I went outside.
You're like, I guess I'll think about what I just saw.
Yes. And then I just had to just go, right. You know, I'd like wait at the stage door. I couldn't text anyone like I'm here. Just,
right.
Just wait at the stage door. How are you? I loved it, obviously.
We're seeing.
It's like, it's built for me. I understand. And yeah, obviously if he was alive, he would have written more songs. Right. Like, that's clear.
How many songs is it?
It's like, the first act has a ton of songs. And then conceptually, the music stops and I buy it.
Right.
Like, as part of the show.
I buy it.
Right.
But I also know that I also know that my guy like loved to write during previews. So like finishing the hat, he's like,
right.
Oh, wait, hold my beer. Like here. He's like, let me go to the basement of like the theater or the lobby, bang on a piano. So.
Wait, was finishing the hat added?
To Sunday in the Park with George, it was like added really.
Oh, really?
Late. Yeah. So like he would write on the fly.
Yeah.
A lot as a procrastinator.
Right.
So I believe he would have been like, I'm inspired to write a song now.
Right.
Yeah. I can't have that happen.
Right.
And people are disappointed by that.
Right.
Totally. Oh.
I'm gonna watch it.
Not me. And by the way, not me.
Not me. No, not I'm, me. I love it.
You can't catch me disappointed about that. Sorry.
Absolutely not. Joe Mantello freaked it. The director.
Joe Mantella happened to freak it.
Yeah.
And shout out.
Do you
want
to do our lists?
Sure. It's like, but I want to say one thing first.
Of course.
So interesting that you like you perform other people's writing and your own.
Oh yeah.
That must be so crazy.
Yeah, two different muscles.
Literally.
Right.
Yeah. Like, are you ever like, I'm just gonna like fix this like lyric a little bit?
Oh, for someone else?
Yeah.
No. I like love when I'm singing someone else's material. Mm-hmm. They've done all the work. they've like fit everything.
Right.
Yeah.
I identify as an actor first. Mm-hmm. I always say like actor. What was it? Like writer first, then actor, singer, comedian.
Mm-hmm.
But so like as an actor, like I love inhabiting something. Mm-hmm. Like yeah. I feel like I know right. exactly what's.
Like
I know
you
how
can
to,
turn off that part of your brain that's like.
Yeah, I know how to present myself as a character, not as like character actor, but as like as in a role,
because mm-hmm.
that's what you're trained to do as an actor. You're mm-hmm. like, these are the circumstances. This is what mm-hmm. the writer's written. When it's yeah. my work, it feels like a different activation,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm so much more uncomfortable with Larry. Like I'm like, who is actually mm-hmm. who is the person I'm trying to be?
Right, because you the songs you perform, you do as yourself. Like you're not. Like,
I just
in a character.
Am myself. Yeah, like, yeah. But what does that mean?
Yeah, like I guess it's not like you wrote like a musical where you're supposed to be playing a different character. Like it's from
the
your
song becomes
voice.
The identity in that way.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm talking about like when I write a song, the song becomes the identity.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I don't know. I'm still yeah. working through it. I'm still working through it.
Totally.
But I do know that I love acting more than I love telling mm-hmm. my own jokes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can't relate.
You look like you're dying, Charlie.
I was thinking about something else.
Yeah, no, I can't.
I just took a break,
no,
but it's fine. I'm
you're
back in.
So far away.
Yeah. Right. But I'll come back. I'll come back.
Okay.
I always come back.
I'm not worried.
Okay.
Natalie,
I'm
Natalie's taking your care of
you're
me.
Worried?
Yeah.
No problem.
Am I a bad guest? I'm sorry. I'm like weird and low energy.
No, I actually think you've been pretty high energy and you've been actually a really good guest.
Yeah, me too.
And by the way, like, I know I can't, like, it's like you would never believe me or just like offhand, but it's like I actually do happen to be telling the truth right now.
Me too.
Right. And it's not always.
I think it's really, really a great episode, and I'll tell you how I know. Because what time is it, Emma? Like, how long has it been going for?
Like almost 50 minutes.
Oh,
okay,
my God. Right.
50 minutes, and we're just getting to this now.
Right.
Which
right.
means that
that's
conversation
actually like,
has been explosively flowing
right.
to the point where we didn't even remember that we had to do this.
Right.
That's
true.
My
that's
opinion.
True.
Anyways, go ahead. So we just handed Larry our two papers of our ideas. And now you can choose one of our ideas to start with. And it doesn't matter who you choose. I mean, we won't read into it. Everyone's going to get their turn. So it's not like a winner or a loser
right.
situation. But
right.
just whatever you're drawn to, you can go ahead and speak that out mm-hmm. loud. And then we'll just go ahead and explore it together.
I think I've done this idea before, maybe.
No problem.
Okay, and if I have, then seriously, we'll just move on.
Okay, I'll just...
Two words, Fiona and Cyrus.
Cool.
They are friends of our producer, Emma, and they... How do they meet? On a little app called Hinge, which is a dating app designed to be deleted. They met and they are, from what I'm hearing, completely head over heels in love. And they met on this app.
And they're really good together?
Yeah.
They're really good together.
I mean, it's amazing. And it works. And that's because Hinge really allows kind of a depth of information.
Totally. You have to answer these prompts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like if you share a lot of information on another app, it's mm-hmm. kind of like, ew, why mm-hmm. did you want to share all that stuff?
Right. But Hinge, it's kind
you
of like
have
you have
to. But then with... You need it
right.
to be able to have a conversation.
It actually shows if I was like, ugh, they're making me do this. But
yeah.
And then it's actually like, but thank God they are.
Thank God.
Right.
Because you actually have something to say.
Yeah. And specifically, Hinge's LGBTQIA+ prompts are designed to help queer daters better connect based on similarities, interests, and compatibility.
That's cool.
That is cool. They sent us some of these prompts. So we're going to answer them.
Okay. The first time I knew I was gay was... This is actually something that comes up. Like
yeah.
on
people do talk
people
about
like to talk about their uh-huh. early gay feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see that being a really good prompt. Like mine would probably be like when I saw this like on TV, like there was this girl like and she dropped her underwear panties on the ground.
Whoa, and you were like...
But I'm looking for what that movie was, okay? It made me gay. What was it?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that could start a good conversation with someone.
Yeah, I have this joke I'm doing right now in
okay.
my stand-up where it's like, I'm like such an oversharer. So I came out really early. I came out when I was 14. And the joke is like, I'm like, I saw like a hot guy when I was 14 and I was like, Mom!
Aww.
Yeah.
That's a great story. So
thank
you could
you.
Say that on the app.
Right, exactly.
Download Hinge and show off your full self using their LGBTQIA+ prompts today. Then find someone worth deleting the app for.
Yeah, have a little fun.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. on Fail Better. David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Housewives Dictionary.
Great. Do you watch, by the way?
I do Potomac, Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous. Mm-hmm. That is such a chaotic combo of you. Like,
literally. I, when I tell you, I watched the recent episode of Potomac, and then I went to Salt Lake, and the whiplash, I was like, oh my God, my neck hurt. Yeah. I was like, where am I? It was so cold and white and austere in Salt Lake.
Yeah, I know.
It was like, there was just so much space.
Right.
Yeah. Like, they're always like on an icy plane.
Right.
Having like a fight.
Different.
Also, Potomac, I feel like, is one of the most like, ones where you're like, I think they're friends. Like, I think they actually are.
Oh.
And Salt Lake is the most like, these women do not know each other. Like, they do not know each other at all. And when they're fighting, you're like, how can they even fight? Like, how do they know each other's names? Like, they're literally like so confused. Okay. Wait. Yay. I'm so happy. All right. So this is the thing of in Housewives, the part of the show, like there's some seasons where the women get stuck on a word and you know it's going to be a good season when the women pull out the dictionary and they're like, no, like you called me a bully. The definition of bullying is in hurting someone specifically over and over again. Or there, it just happened in Salt Lake where Meredith, or was it Salt Lake or something, where they're like, oh, and Meredith is like, I did not threaten you. The definition of a threat is to intimidate someone with intent to cause harm. It's like, you know, she went home.
Can you
home.
Do a Meredith impression?
Your Meredith was good.
Yeah.
No,
it was like a loose Meredith, but I want the like specific one.
Okay, Meredith, she's like, I did not threaten you. A threat would be if I was going to cause harm to you. That's pretty good, right?
Oh, that's really God. Good. Yeah. That's so funny.
Say Chicago.
Chicago. That's pretty good. My
husband. That is really good.
My husband's south.
My husband.
She went, like, you know, she went home. She, her and Seth sat down. They Googled threatened. Threat. And they were, and she memorized it.
Right.
They come in, and then sometimes they, like, pull out their phone. They're like, the definition of whatever. And it's, like, so awesome to hear them, like, use the dictionary.
Oh, my God. Gosh. That's, like, really, like, a good sign that, like, the fight is off the rails. It's like you should not be like
totally
like that is not how it's like if you're really arguing about like the definition of the word, it's like, well, why don't we take a step back? Like, how does everybody feel right now?
No, it's not about that. Right. It is about the words.
Right. It's about the words.
Love my girls.
That's love, so funny. Love to the girls. What happened in the last Potomac again?
No, it's a really, really slow season. It's not even we're talking about, not to put another podcast on, but Bravo Bros. Mm-hmm. It's two straight guys who talk about Bravo.
Really? That's funny.
Is it good?
There's something really funny about hearing two straight guys.
Yeah, discuss.
Be like, well, NECA is a lawyer, and
oh,
Dr.
Right,
Wendy
right. That's
is a
on.
Doctor. And like,
totally.
like hearing him say NECA, I'm like, don't say that. But that's literally her name.
You're like, don't you fucking
he
talk
has
about
to say
her.
It.
Right.
He has to say it. No, it's a really, really trash season. There's like, there's no money to spend. They're in Austin, Texas on a trip. They're on a girls' trip to Austin.
I know, wait. And then when they got into the
which
hotel
is
in Austin, they're like, ah! They're so excited about the hotel, and it's like, guys,
no one will spend
like,
a dollar,
right? And they used to go places.
They
like
used
they
to
wait,
go
but why
places.
Is that like them, or that's like the production of the show?
I
like, doesn't want to spend money on
paid
those?
Enough in this no. economy right. to yeah. ball out or
right.
flex.
It's not the show. The show doesn't pay for their trips, right?
Really?
I don't think so. Because sometimes the trips are really like nice, and sometimes they're really not. And I feel like the show wouldn't like ball out like they do.
Do you right. watch any?
I like have watched a little of like Housewives in New York, but not.
Yeah.
I mean, Salt Lake in New York.
Okay.
But not really enough. Mm-hmm. But no, I've heard a lot about it from Natalie.
I love Meredith Marks. She's really
She I do know. And I know enough to know the impression.
What we call a reality actress. Right. Like, she walks It's a reality star.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who really is just an actress. Right. But, like, can't act, so is on this show.
She
is such
a, what's going on with the way she talks? And it's like, she has this weird, like...
actress. Right. She has like, a mid-Atlantic accent. She's doing... It helps her to convey drama. Like, it's textbook.
What was the one from the
She's actually trailer? In like Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Right.
She is Tennessee Williams character. Right. When she's receiving an IV drip while getting her hair and makeup done, that's actress.
Right.
It is so.
And her needing a bathtub, that's a negotiation.
In this last episode, they get to this house that they're staying in. They all go to. She is sick from the plane because she took like 40 like Klonopins. And she's sick and she's like, ah, and they all take the rooms with the bathtubs and she doesn't get a bathtub. And then she's in her bed, IV drip. Her makeup artist that she like flew out is doing her makeup. And she's like, I don't give me a bathtub. Like, that's not okay. And then has like, and then makes everyone apologize to her. And really? they do. They're like, we're sorry, Meredith.
I think that's being a bad friend. I think if there's one sick girl on the bus and she has one request, like,
did she ask for it before they got there?
So that is, I think, the contested thing. Is like, did she ask for a bathtub or she just said, I love baths. Like, that's, she's like, you guys know I love baths.
And they're it's like, really like a fight? Like,
oh, it's really a fight.
It's actually sort of like the cornerstone.
It's
of
like
the
propulsive.
Episode.
Yeah.
It's like the tub. No, it's our right. big drama.
I didn't come in a bath. It's
like, yeah, let's hear it, Charlie.
I mean, I really don't have it.
Yeah, we're going to try it.
It's like my impression of Natalie's impression.
Yeah.
Great.
I didn't come in a bath. I'm doing Lauren.
Lauren.
I'm doing Lauren Michaels, is what's happening.
Oh, I don't have me a bop. So funny. What do you think of
Chicago? No.
Wait, is she from Chicago?
Can you do Lisa Marlowe?
Chicago.
Lisa, can you do Lisa Marlowe?
Huh?
Oh my god.
That I can't do it because you know access this thing I can't vocally do.
I know. Yeah. That's like
if Meredith wants to talk to me about. Yeah. My business, she'll have to go through John.
Something. You have a talent for the girls.
That's good, man.
Yeah. It's throaty and nasal. Yeah. And then if you have,
yeah, it's like there's something. So
and when she's like happy and sad, it sounds like exactly the same. Right. Like, she's like, that's so funny. Or whatever. Who said that thing? Someone tweeted something that was so smart. I think I said it on the podcast maybe once, but something that was like, the reason the shows get so, the women get so like scary, angry, and like all this like crazy drama. Someone was like, part of it is, I wish I could credit them, but I don't know who it was.
Oh, I remember. I know what you're going to say, but
that
I
they
know.
Have so much plastic surgery that they can't emote. So the only way they can like get their feelings across is to like scream and throw things and like freak out.
Right.
And there's no like indicators from the other person that someone's like getting upset.
Right.
They're just like stone faced until someone's like actually like throwing a wine glass against the table. Like, and it's true. Like, it does go really fast.
Right.
And it's like maybe if someone could be like crinkling their brows.
Right.
You
exactly.
You see like, oh, this person's
really. You can't really like. Change what you're doing based on someone's reaction.
Not that they necessarily would or whatever, but
that's so funny.
No indicators of human emotion.
No,
I'm loving the impressions.
It's so cool. We will. You know we will.
Yeah. My face absolutely plastic.
It's so funny that like actors like are like, it's like you want to look beautiful to be an actor, but part of acting is like moving your face around.
Mm-hmm.
But part of being beautiful is like not having any like evidence that you move your face around.
Oh, yeah.
So actors are like.
Right.
Oh, I've been trying to take the beauty out of acting.
I actually think that's like right.
Yeah.
I think it's totally. Well, you know what else I was like seeing posts about was in the Gilded Age? All these like robber barons, you know, like we were talking about. It's like. Having the hugest arms, like being these contemporary actors who clearly like are gymmed out, like
personal
trainers 9 times a week. Right. It's like, no way. That's not what they look like. These women with like big, loose, beachy curls. Like,
not the beachy curls.
It actually, by the way, and it's like, it does cheapen it. It's like, be like truer. And it sucks, actually.
Be a little ugly.
Yeah, be a little ugly. Like, it's not brave.
You're mad, and I respect that.
I'm literally pissed off. I'm give us something good.
Yeah. You should be like the guy on set who's like, stop. They didn't have earrings.
Yeah. Right. Is that like kind of dramaturg?
Yes. No,
a little bit.
Set,
not really.
Set dresser. I think everyone
thing. Everyone could kind of get there.
Dramaturg, set dresser, same
who's like
thing.
Actors
same
who are not That's afraid to be same ugly?
Girl. Actors not afraid to be ugly, Larry Owens.
I'm like, I
Larry
know
Larry Owens, Meredith Marks.
Meredith Marks.
Throw Natalie in there.
Well, Meryl did the scene in Devil Wears Prada. Mm-hmm. No makeup.
With no makeup. That was cool.
We're literally like, I think the first time I saw it, we like gasped. Like, yes. We were all like, oh.
It was like, she's sick. Oh, God, she's sick.
Is that when she's going through the divorce?
Yeah. We see her character strip.
She's like,
right.
Viola Davis did a similar thing, taking the wig off and
right,
how to get away.
Right. Mm-hmm. That was cool.
She's always snot crying.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, yes. For the moment.
Right.
Who else? And these are beautiful women, but yes. Not afraid to like, but intentionally showing that acting is more than just beauty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's interesting though, because it's like, they're so like the people who are considered at the absolute top of the craft. And like, that's how safe you have to be. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's like they are box office draws. Right. Because it's like, people are like, they're so good. And like,
yes.
Anyone lower than that is like, well,
I need to look good all the time.
I need to look good all the time.
I need to look good from
Keep
every
the makeup
angle.
On.
Right, exactly.
Because I'm here, shot camera one, dead right under my stomach.
Right, exactly.
No, and by the way, also like, Natalie, like, for being brave to like show my skin on this camera under these lights, yeah. As discussed
just
before.
Like, open crotch, under right. Chin, lean back. I forgot all about my gait and posture.
Right. It doesn't. I'm so far not
touching
so afraid.
It's gonna be sound so good,
right? Like,
it's gonna be.
It's gonna
I know.
Sound amazing.
No,
into it.
It's everyone's favorite episode.
I don't know if anyone listening will agree, and like, I don't really do that, so I don't know. But these mics are tough as fuck, and you can kind of poke them around, and nothing happens, yeah. Right?
I've never noticed it when I've listened to an episode.
There you go.
Sound
look at that.
Like that. So there you go.
You
All
listen right, let's... every week you play it back.
No, but sometimes I do listen.
Yeah, for
randomly.
What are you checking in on?
I actually literally listen as entertainment. I listen when I'm like, sometimes I'm like, I'm bored, and it's like, I remember this one was really funny, and like, mm-hmm. I listen back.
Yeah.
And I don't, it's kind of weird, actually, but I do it.
Whatever.
I'm a lot like you guys, talking to the listeners, and then I also listen.
Not us.
Mm-hmm. No, not you guys, no.
Yeah,
you guys don't really listen.
No, you're not a lot like us guys.
Right. I did listen.
What did you say?
I listen.
You do listen.
You do.
You
listen.
Cited it. You
I cited it.
You did. I can't believe it. It's really cool.
That's something that you and my mom do not have in common. She came into the podcast and was like, I don't.
Not like, her medium.
Not her medium. Yeah. She's like, I don't have a time in my day where I would listen to it. She comes to the shows, but she does
what
not.
What is she doing? She's a therapist.
No.
She's a lawyer.
She is in marketing. She does marketing consulting now, but she's kind of unemployed. And not, she's like been looking for work for, I would say, like 3 or 4 years. She's pretty stressed
DM
about
us.
It. Uh-oh.
Yeah, sorry.
It's 3 to 4?
Yeah.
She's a major talent.
Right. They don't know what to do with her in the marketing. You know, sexism, ageism, that's what she's saying. Mm. I believe her.
Oh, I believe her.
I believe her.
I believe her.
Is that a certain age, huh? All right, let's
no,
do the next
sure.
idea.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Larry, will you read Charlie's next idea, please? Give Charlie a turn.
And you can tell me if I've done this one already.
Okay. Charlie, I'm not going to lie.
Right. You'll be like, you've done this.
You want me to do a certain one?
Do the first one, because I want to see if I've done it.
My old girl always comes through.
Have I done this one?
Not that I know of. Depends what the old girl is.
So this is my old girl always comes through. This is like...
What girl?
I have had the same like stick of concealer for like 6 years. Oh. And whoa. I know I need to get a new one, and I will. So everybody relax about it. It just is hard to remember when you're out and about. And when I need it, which is not all the time, I don't wear it every day. But if I'm going to an event and I have a blemish, it's like, all right, sure, I'll take care of it.
Blemish.
And every time.
You're so like, I enjoy being a girl.
But I have this one stick of concealer. It is like old as fuck. It's like lipstick kind of form, right? But like the actual like the
not
paste.
Lipstick, like with a wand, right?
No.
Oh.
Lipstick.
Oh my God. Sorry.
I literally meant it. Like
I'm really sorry.
Right.
Like a dream.
Right. And that like that kind of loose chunk of
Larry
like
just like admonished me. Right.
No, I demonstrated.
You demonished me.
You demonized Natalie. Is what happened.
Okay.
So I have this like little, whatever, it's a little stick. The like actual kind of chunk of material is loose in there. It just like, or it's actually like stuck to the cap. So I, when I open the cap, I have to bang on the cap to get it out. And then it's just like a loose little chunk of paste, basically. Uh-huh. And then that is what I use.
Yes.
And every time I need it, I'm like, where the fuck is that thing? Mm-hmm. Like, it is in the most random bag. I'm like, right. And then I check everything. And every time I have this experience where I'm like, it's finally done. Like, right. I finally lost it. Thank God. I like am now going to be forced to get a new one. Mm-hmm. And every time she just shows up, she's like,
I'm still here.
My old girl always comes through. And it works pretty well. Like, and it doesn't make me like break out or anything. Like, it's fine.
That's great.
Yeah. She always is there. And last time I found her in my gym bag, I was like, how the hell did you make it in there, sweetheart?
She's like, woo.
Yeah, exactly. She's cruising. I'm like,
no,
checking
cruising. You're like touching up.
No.
Cruising. Yeah. She's cruising. Yeah.
My old girl always cruising. I feel like in my mind, the technology on cover-up in the last 6 years, I'm sure, has changed enormously.
Right, right.
Like, there's been an explosion in the makeup industry, I think.
And it's like, why wouldn't I just go to Sephora?
That's what I'm wondering.
On any day. And I don't know. It's because I have this, you know, Old Faithful.
You know what I think?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to... The thing that you need is actually time to kill. That's when you go to Sephora.
So true.
So you maybe just haven't really had time to kill.
Right, I'm overscheduling myself.
Yeah, so try and have a little, if you make a gap in between, if you have 2 hours to kill in Manhattan,
right.
That's when you'll get a new concealer.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Well, also it has to rise to the level of like, oh, I know this is ambiently a thing I need to do. I don't know if you guys have this experience, but anytime I go to into a Walgreens, I'm like, I know that there is a long list of things I need from here,
right.
And I just can't remember, and I don't have that in my head, and I don't have a system of writing it down.
Yeah,
because it's often like I'm doing my, you know, ablutions. And
what's that now?
Sorry, it's like a Sondheim word.
Oh.
So I thought, I actually literally I saw it in Sweeney Todd, and I was like, jaw on the floor. I was like, that's gonna be part of my life now.
What is it? What's the line?
Ablutions
in
is like, I mean, nightly or like daily, like cleaning. The... I can't remember the context in the thing. I just know what happened.
Yeah, it's buried somewhere in there.
It's a buried ablution.
Even I, foggy on this.
Right. I was like, ablutions, and Larry's like, blank, blank. Like,
I get it through contracts, of course.
Right.
Here's the thing: is it sounds right?
Right.
I can't sing it to you.
Yeah. Your ablutions.
When my ablutions in the tub. Maybe like that.
It might even be just like in the book. Like, I don't think it's even or the in the play.
Script.
Like, yeah, the script. I don't even know if it's like a song.
It's called the book.
The script of a musical. They call it the book.
The book. Right. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
I love that. Wait, can I say something about musicals?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Get in there. Get in there.
And then we'll just go back to.
We don't have to.
Evolution. My mug that I brought here today, my like travel mug.
Mm-hmm.
Wicked.
Is Wicked. How do you know?
Because I saw it outside. I said, "What faggot?"
Me faggot.
Needs their Wicked sippy cup.
It's my only like to go tumbler.
Okay. To go tumbler.
And I got it when I saw Wicked, and I got a beer, and now. And I have two. And the other day, my girlfriend and I were like, let's take our coffee and go on a walk. And we both used the Wicked tumblers.
Yes.
Walking through the park. And then we ran into the friend of hers who got us the Wicked tickets.
Really?
And we were like, hey.
We loved it.
Loved the show. A year ago.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, go on.
Oh, I don't know.
You have your ablutions.
Yeah. I can't remember what
I
was going on.
My old girl always comes through.
My old girl always comes through.
I'm shocked that you wear makeup.
I
that
don't.
That was the first shock.
Oh. I really only do it on like events
you
if
take
I have
the
like
whole
a
thing back.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know where I said that. But no, actually, I don't wear it enough so that it's like once a month I'm like, oh shit, where is
that's
it?
That's the thing. It's like your masculinity is like what's preventing you from buying another one.
There we go.
It's like you're being such
there
a dude
we go.
About
right,
it.
Exactly.
Like, you don't want to like.
So I'm in Sephora. I'm like, sorry, I don't even know where the thing is.
Yeah, that's how you would literally act when you were
right,
in.
Exactly.
You would be like, I'm Trixie Mattel.
Yeah, like, I don't know, like.
Wait. Larry just knocked that right open.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Totally. No, in a good way. Like, that's a good insight. Like,
no, totally.
You don't, maybe there's a part of you that's like, I'm not shopping for makeup.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And it's maybe like, that part
it's
of
something
you,
that you
needs
do.
To have a little fun.
Right, then. Right. And I give a damn about my reputation. I'm going in there, I'm doing like a montage.
But I also agree with Natalie in that, like, something about being like trapped in a walking, you know, what do they call it? Walkable
city.
Yeah.
What?
In a walkable city.
Uh-huh.
So, like, there are certain places where it's, like, you can't just walk around.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And there's some places where you can walk around.
Right, New York. Right.
And if you're like walking around and have time to kill. Mm-hmm.
But by the way, I always do.
I know.
It actually, that's a huge part of my life. Time to kill. Is walking around. Right. With time to kill.
Well, what are your go-tos with time to kill, both of you?
I go to like, there's a few stores. Yeah. I just really like to go to and I can list them.
Right.
It's like in Chinatown. I like Coming Soon. I like Colbo. I like Harper's Bread Company. I like some of those cool. like kitchen supply stores on Bowery.
Right,
I'm
right.
being random. That's but cool. that's true.
Yeah.
That's what I like. The MoMA Design Store. I love looking at pretty things.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, stores give me anxiety. Mm. Oh, totally. CVS, I walk in, my neck tightens, shoulders to my ears. Mm-hmm. Any of these stores, I could spend 36 seconds inside of it.
Maximum.
Before, like, wanting to die.
Mm. Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Killing time. You know, I love a library.
Mm.
I love
a bookstore.
Bookstore is good for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm always down to just buy a drink and sit at the bar and scroll the phone.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. You can even get an orange juice there sometimes.
Mm-hmm. OJ at the bar.
Yeah, it's just fabulous. Like, you know, OJ just really at the sitting. B. And I just got into sort of this cafe culture because
speak on this.
Yeah. I like if you get a coffee, like you pay rent for like 6 hours.
It's true.
Like you legally can be there.
Coffee is rent.
Absolutely. And like culturally, like you're sort of encouraged to sit there for right. as long as mm-hmm. you want.
Right.
And like really taking, because I used to have this idea that you have to buy something and sort of like impress the waiter and like right, you right, know, right. they'll judge you. And now a certain cafe specifically, yeah, it's gone.
No,
yeah,
no.
I'm getting one cappuccino,
right?
And you know, I'm tipping really well,
right? Right. right. That's like, where you really buy it. Is you're like, listen, right. I'm gonna be here for a moment. Let me do my thing.
There's just no stigma.
No.
I think I was
there's
projecting
no expectation
stigma.
From
yeah.
them.
Yeah, no yeah. one cares.
No one
right.
cares.
Right. That's true.
And that actually has given me so much. Beauty.
And it's actually so fab to be at a cafe.
It is.
It's literally like chic as hell. You're like, I'm totally a diva right now.
It's what we would do if we were in Europe all the time.
Right. And by the way, it's like, talk about being a New York woman. You're in a cafe.
Cafe.
Whoa.
Yes.
Get thee to the cafe.
Oh yeah. My gosh. Like someone like someone comes in for an hour and then you have yeah. like a social moment, then yeah. you're back to just, you know, ablutions.
It's right.
like yeah, you can ablush there. You can do anything you need
you
to do.
You could not ablush.
Right.
I like when I'm killing time, my first desire is a diner.
No.
Whoa. Not to me. You're having so what, chicken noodle soup with
so sorry,
saltines?
That's no and no.
Right.
From
you're
both
getting
of you.
Nose.
Yeah, to me, a diner, because I feel like they're, like, usually you can find them that's not, like, busy. Mm-hmm. So it's not like
mm-hmm.
they're, like, wanting you to, like, get in and out or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you can get, like, a coffee
mm-hmm.
and then have, like, a nice sit.
On a booth, it's yeah. that's also very it's cool.
I'm thinking absolutely the last time that I had to kill time, diner reminded me. So I was commuting back and forth from Baltimore, where my family is, to New York, mm-hmm. and I had a shoot, like a film shoot, the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took the Amtrak through Penn Station,
mm-hmm.
but I had like 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that is a long time
over
there.
I know it's like, am I going to go to Brooklyn? Am I going to stay here? Like, yeah. what am I going to do? And I decided to. Kill time.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, there's a diner, TikTok diner. I'll like,
yeah.
you know,
yeah, yeah,
TikTok
of course.
Diner. When I tell you that they were rushing a bitch, they were literally, they threw the coffee at my head. They slammed Eggs Benedict down my throat with the fucking
no.
stiletto heel.
Right.
And then they like funnel dropped style. A check. And I was like, it's been 20 minutes.
Right.
Dropped the check.
And
was
it was
busy?
Like 7 a.m. I mean, it was 7 a.m. TikTok diner.
It's so TikTok.
People
it's
were
like...
coming in there. People were coming in. So I only got like a good 45 minutes, maybe stretched to 55 minutes out of it. And then I had the genius idea to rent a studio at Ripley Greer.
Stop.
And I laid my little head down.
And to nap?
Yes. And no. I laid my little, I paid $16.
I was about to say, how much an hour? It's like $20?
$16 for a square room.
Oh.
And when I tell you I took an hour-long nap.
That is actually so genius.
Wait, it's literally fab.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I thought you were going to say, like, you went and, like, sang or had a little time.
No artistry in me, no.
Wow, that is fabulous.
You bunched up your coat? And
I had a lot of clothes because it was an indie and we were dressing ourselves. Right. Sometimes that happens.
I bet.
Sometimes that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
and here I was happy, too, because I didn't have to, like, come to a fitting.
Right. Yeah. Sure. You're like, so I know that these playbook. Clothes work. Yeah.
I'm like, you'll put me in the jean and you'll put me in the shirt.
Right. Totally.
But yeah, you can always just buy some time at a studio.
That is actually so genius.
I wanted to go full, like, psychic off.
Yeah.
I wanted to turn, like, my psychic energy off.
You know what? That's true. It's actually really hard to find a place often where you're not, like, hassled or hurried. Yeah. Or,
even just hyper aware, you know?
Right. Or
like,
sitting up.
And the thing is true, like, with a coffee shop, right, it's like you can find the right one, and then sometimes you're like, actually, I am kind of feeling pressured, like there's a lot of people, they're looking at the, like,
oh, New York ones are hard because they're so like everything is designed to be as unhospitable to unhoused people.
Right.
And, the like, chairs have like spikes in way. Them, like,
you're not getting outlets, you're not getting
right. You don't get to recharge.
Sorry, you love that.
That's genius as fuck. I used to frequent Ripley Gurr in my improv days.
Like
14 people like squeezed into those like tiny rooms like to do improv together, looking in the mirror.
The things like, we used to do.
Did you go for theater or were you improvising?
Oh, no. No, I was not in the system. They swore they had diversity scholarships and never got one. And I was like, who has to qualify? No, but I was sort of adjacent to the system. So lovingly looking at our, you know, colleagues and foremothers from the outside.
Of course, mm-hmm. Of course.
You know, I had $5 to go to a show now.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally. Go check it out. I can go
see Grandma's Ashes on Saturday. And that to me is an education.
Right.
Yeah, the autodidact.
Yeah.
How about
exactly.
One?
What's that?
Autodidact?
Yeah.
Teach yourself.
Autodidact. It's very clear to me. Can you read my next one, Larry? Or whichever one you jumps out at you.
Oh my gosh. Charlie, what's your sign?
Aries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? What's yours?
Sagittarius.
It just happened.
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
It was fun. I went to one of my favorite theater restaurants. It's called the Glass House Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so we just had some, you know, cocktails and bites. And then we went to do karaoke.
Ugh,
fun. That's great.
Yeah, because like Sagittarians don't like to plan.
Mm-hmm.
Like birthday, like we don't want the attention. Like obviously we want the love. We don't want the attention.
Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of planning.
So I just did like a... you know, close friends.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Like, just come if you know, like, kind of being like, don't come, but be like, I did it in Manhattan, like, on Thanksgiving weekend. It was saying, don't come.
No, that is but like, it was also truly like, I did come. Something. Yeah.
Right.
It is like, I feel like with a birthday, like, you really, like, there's two different routes you can go, and one is like known factors, and one is unknown. And like, a party or like going to a bar and inviting people there is like, unknown, like you don't know exactly who's gonna come, you don't know like exactly how it's gonna be.
Oh, interesting.
But then there's known, which is like I invite these four friends and we do this thing that I already know about.
Right.
Small dinner.
And it can take out some of the like mystery of it. But sometimes people want the mystery. You know what I mean? They want like what's gonna happen, like who's gonna come, like la la la.
Yeah, I knew that Sagittarians were sick when Anna Sophia Robb, she invites me to her birthday party the night before.
Mm-hmm.
It's Thursday, the text goes out to 32 people. I'm like, okay, this is us.
Party the night before.
Yeah, being like, my party's tomorrow. And like, I actually understand this. Because we don't want to give people like I don't need you text me being like, I'm so sorry I can't come. Because that means you think that I care.
Totally. And I'm not
you don't
want
to give
you
the window to that, right?
Yeah. No. It's like the people who love me are rolling through.
Yeah.
This bitch like a Tomb Raider.
Right.
And everyone else has regrets. And no one's going to give it if it's really that short.
Right.
What's your, sorry, really quick. What's your karaoke like strategy?
Oh, these days, I mean, these days I'm Pinball Wizard for my vocals. Oh, yeah, from
that's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that.
Oh, it's like a fun one.
Okay.
For
my vocals.
Not really.
But it was a very interesting crew. Like, we had like some comedians, we had some musical theater people, we had some black women. So I like the karaoke, I was doing some crazy stuff. So like I was really just plugging in songs.
Oh, we had got a tight hour. And kind of just like handing over the
private
mic.
Room. We had a tight hour and I was running it.
An like hour the Navy. Is perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I like put in Fantasia Barrino, Free Yourself, and the Black Women like were going crazy, and the data people were actually like, what planet am I on? And then immediately after that song, The Ballad of Sweetie Todd. Yeah. And then when I say the Black women were giving us a who, what, where, when, and how. And I was singing boldly for home.
Of course, the multitudes you can take.
The tale of Sweetie Todd.
Hey.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah, I have that range today. Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd.
His skin was pale and his eye was odd.
He shaved the faces of gentlemen who never
thereafter was heard of again.
Okay, get low.
By Sweeney.
Oh my God.
Not Sweeney Todd.
Oh.
The demon bobber of Fleet Street.
Oh my God. Not too low. Yes,
why don't you guys keep going a little Charlie. Bit? It's actually well, then amazing. It's, okay, to then it, to. I don't actually was hurt so your voice, stunning. Larry, though.
And I didn't really know Sweeney Todd before I saw it, but it's like. It's like this soul like bass, and then it opens up into this huge, like intense choir.
All right, can you guys do that part?
Swing your razor wide, sweetie, hold it to the sky. Freely flows the blood of those who moralize.
That was awesome.
That was fun.
I would take a little more if you have it.
I don't know if I have more. What's next?
His needs were few, his room was bare. A lavabo and a fancy chair.
Lavabo?
Yeah.
Me and Full American. Lavabo and a fancy chair. They're in industrial England.
Yeah. Is it? He shaved the souls of gentlemen who never there. No, we already did that.
This one's really hard.
Yeah.
We really go for it.
Yeah.
Do you have people sing with you in your Sondheim show?
No, it's solo voice and solo piano.
Oh my God. I want to see the
track list. Because I saw it, I think, before I knew like as much Sondheim as I know now.
I know. You've really gotten into it.
I have really gotten into
it. You have a beautiful voice. I want you singing more.
Thank you. All right. We'll try.
I've been trying to get it here. I'm like, oh, the theme song?
Yeah, right. You did. You've been giving me a lot of platforms for it. I appreciate
you've been platforming.
It.
No, your voice is so good. You know who also has a beautiful voice? And actually, I'll write something to get you two together. Joel Castle Baker.
He does?
Oh, yeah, he does have a beautiful voice. No,
Joe Castlebaker has like riffs and runs.
I did not know that.
I know we worked on Search Party together and you know, we had a little shared the little horse trailer. And so, you know, we pulled the thing up and you know, and some people just looking at each other. And beautiful voice.
If I can plug something, this might actually come out after this has happened, but Richard and I have a show coming up. And I think we're just fully indulgently doing Nude by Radiohead. We're just gonna do like a duet.
Yeah,
because Richard has an amazing voice too.
I know. Yeah. I saw Richard on TikTok just like floating through head voice, and I was like,
no, his head voice is amazing. He's such dexterity.
Yes,
then also a really rich like bass as well.
I know range. I've had Richard make me a playlist.
Oh my God, me
just
too.
A good curator.
Just like give me this music, just make something for me. I do that. I'm so
he's a real like aggressive. I'm knower like, of music.
Make me a playlist.
Right. No, it's nice to
make
do
me
that.
A playlist. Richard like catered it to me. Like he tried to like make it, and I was like, no, I want your music. Like,
yeah.
I was like, I am corny.
Right.
I was like, I don't need theater girl shit. I want to listen to. Something
like your cool whatever.
Which is like Nude by Radiohead. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. What song is that?
Don't get any big ideas. They're not gonna happen. That's it.
I don't know that.
Yeah, by the way. But I just wanted to sing it because Larry made me feel good about my singing.
Of course.
Yes.
Exactly. When Larry says sing, like.
I know. It's like, I'm like, okay.
Haven't asked you to sing once.
Now he's a great voice,
I'm
too.
I'm like, right. No worries.
Natalie, do you have it?
Not really.
No, you have it. You saw Wicked. You have something.
I do. Well, I was musical theater in high school, and it was a love. But
okay, what'd you
then
play?
I retired.
What were your roles? Freshman year.
Freshman year.
Musical only.
I was in Seussical.
Oh!
That rocked my world
how much did you play?
Gertrude.
Oh, let's see what you do.
Yeah. Literally.
There once. Good key. Easy key.
Yeah. Will you sing it?
No, you sing
it. No, please. Do-do. It sounds so good. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
There once was a girl bird named Gertrude McFuzz, and she had the smallest lame tail ever was. One droopy droop feather was all that she had. And oh, that one feather made Gertrude so sad. She curled it, she dyed it, she gave it a puff. I can't sing. She decked it with flowers. I have no range, but it wasn't enough. For no matter what, it just was what it was. A tale that simply wasn't meant to catch the eye of an elephant. The one feather tale of Miss Gertrude Mac.
Wait, love it.
Like, I'm cry. That was so beautiful.
Nice piece of writing. It's a nice piece of writing. Yeah. And clarity.
Yeah. Your voice is so special.
It's trash right now. I have no space.
That's not but how you're telling it the feels story. To me.
Huh? You're telling the story, though.
Okay, yeah. Definitely. I mean, well, one thing I'm going to do is tell the story.
Oh, sure.
I watched a performance of Biggest Blame Fool from Texas State Musical Theater, and they put in new lyrics.
Really?
Yeah, so at the end... they went, the ensemble was like, something under the bus. And then South Kangaroo went, somebody's thinking different than us. And I was like,
wait,
I'm
what
obsessed.
Is it? What is the old version?
It's like, somebody put that head on a pool. Like,
oh, just like were they trying to get like politics?
I think they were trying to throw in some politics.
Got it. Uh-huh.
And this sour kangaroo, right. This like adorable sour college girl. Yeah. Somebody's thinking different than us. And I was like, oh my gosh, wow. And
they went there.
Totally.
And they also, so Aarons and Flaherty wrote Tusicle, and they also wrote this musical called Ragtime, which I saw in D.C. last month because that's my like home area.
There's
and
so much theater there, right?
Yeah, isn't there's that... a lot of theater there. And this was like, Ragtime is like an epic ass show. It's like supposed to be with like 30 people and like 20 musicians. Mm-hmm. And this was like, you know, for an audience of 200, but really well done. And there's a lyric in there that has just been, it sort of ruined my 2023. Like it changed everything. I was like, she goes, what of the people whose boundaries chafe? And I was like, oh my gosh. Their boundaries chafing. Like personifying boundaries.
Right.
And having them rub together so that they bleed. Ugh.
Oh, right. It's the boundaries that are chafing, not like the transgression
people whose
of
boundaries
them.
Are
right.
Chafing
no,
with
the
each
boundaries
other.
Are chafing, yes. Yeah. Her husband is about to go off on this, like, you know. Exploration, literally. He's going with like Matthew Henson, the explorer, and she has to stay at home, and she has like a big spirit.
I remember seeing that the like Audra McDonald sing one of the songs
Daddy
where she's
son.
Yeah, that was sad as fuck.
Heartbreaking, yeah,
totally.
Yeah, and honestly, the plot of Ragtime at the end, their son becomes Buckwheat from Little Rascals,
the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a prequel?
Yeah, so the mother who said boundaries chafe ends up like marrying a different man. And they adopt the baby that Audra McDonald was singing about. Because all the black people die.
Oh my god.
In a really, really fun twist. And so they like then this like little black boy runs out at like the last moment of the musical. And he like starts like the Little Rascals.
Wow. Okay. So that is, what a twist from Seussical. They were like, let's actually get like seriously crazy next.
Yeah.
And do like.
Ragtime was before.
Oh. So they were like, okay, that was crazy. Let's actually do something. They do Ragtime. They're like, whoa. All right. What the hell was that?
Wait. Did we do your second idea?
No, we didn't. A green nudge.
Oh, okay. This is the thing of like when someone says something that you like don't agree with, there's like the option of being like, oh, I actually don't think that. Like if someone's like, oh yeah, like she's annoying, let's say. You're like talking shit about someone and you're like, oh, I actually like her. There's that. But then there's this like other thing that you can do sometimes. And I feel like I have done this and I'm actually feeling like it's so weird now where like you pretend like you're agreeing with the person and kind of like change the thing that both of you are saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh. Yeah.
You know what
I mean?
Where you're like if someone's like, oh my God, I hate like this, like this person was being annoying, and you're like, yeah, she's so, so fun. And like, you just have to like, you know, like be there for her when she's upset.
Right.
And it's like, you're actually saying some,
you're completely
different.
Disagreeing.
Yeah.
And like,
but you're like
changing the frame,
acting like that's what both of you are saying. Right. Like totally. And the thing that's, or it's like, she was talking so much about this, and you're like, yeah. And like, when she talks so much about that, like, that's why it's like so fun to be with her.
Right.
Or something. When it's like, I'm not doing good examples.
Wait, I think it's like, cause it could be a smaller nudge than that. Yeah. Like, I think it's like, it's like, oh my God, I feel like she talks like, she's always like talking all the time, and she's like so prying, and you're like, no, actually, I don't have anything, sorry.
Damn, no, we have to come up with
I know,
something.
But we will.
Okay, it's like, okay. Keep at it.
Okay, so I feel like it's like, all right, this is kind of like a crazy example, but like when you're talking about like politics with people, like mm-hmm. I feel like there's a thing of like, if someone's like, oh my God, like my boss recently was like there's all these like, you know, protesters on the bridge, like, so traffic was crazy, mm-hmm. kind of like saying like in like kind of like a derogatory
way.
Oh
yes, yeah, this is a
and
good
then,
example.
And like, you can be like, instead you could be like, I actually think that's great, like I disagree with you, right. I think that's like cool. Right. Or you can be like,
this is a positive
right,
okay, turning it
right
from
right
to
right.
Or you can be like, yeah totally, like, yeah, it's so crazy that like it's really gotten to the place where they need to do that. And like,
exactly, that's exactly right.
And
I know it's crazy that people are really like care so much about it that they're willing to like
yeah.
kind of jeopardize, and that
right.
it matters so much.
And
at
I feel
this
like
point.
I used to only do that kind
right.
of thing, where you're like agreeing and like being like, we agree, and it's actually like it leaves you with such a weird taste in your mouth, because you're like, we don't agree.
We
like,
don't agree.
What is that?
Yeah.
And like, I'm trying to get more into just being like, I don't think so.
Right. Well, you can really just be like, right. I mean, I don't know if I see it that way.
Yeah, no, totally.
You
can.
Still agreed, though. You said right first.
Right, yeah. Totally.
Uh-huh.
Totally.
I don't do this. I'm just quite straightforward.
You're like, wrong. Try again.
Totally. I'm not extremely straightforward, right. But I'm quite straightforward.
Right.
Like, that leaves Marsha with an attempt to steal your points. Marsha, do you have the correct answer? Game show host, kind of? I don't know, just a person.
I lost.
But I
that.
Did do yeah, that with my, in this in the example with my boss. Mm-hmm. I did. I was like, oh, I have a different opinion, mm-hmm. and it actually was amazing because it just stopped the conversation.
Right.
Like, we didn't have to talk about it anymore.
She was like,
just
okay.
like, she just like kind of like left the room.
Yeah,
she's always leaving the room. Like,
right.
she's like, okay.
But she's going into her bedroom.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
she's screaming and crying
because she's my nanny okay. boss. So it's kind of like,
oh, nanny boss.
Like, we're like talking in the kitchen, and she's like.
Avoid an ass.
Yeah. Leaves, yeah, and it's like, okay, whatever. But it's also like, we
she
don't
slams
have to
the
chat.
Door.
Yeah, totally.
She's screaming into
it.
A pillow.
Yeah.
She's fucking leaving.
Right. Jay was trying something weird.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's a good point.
So, is it like time to end soon? Like,
yeah, what,
I feel
how
like
long have we been going?
For a while.
Hour and a half.
Okay.
Oh my God.
That's
like. That's
usually goal point.
That's as long as we take it.
Yeah.
I have to say, Larry, like, I think this is one of my favorite episodes ever.
Okay. Literally,
I was literally going to come in for a progress report. I was like, this is terrible.
No.
I just feel like I've been loving the conversation personally.
Yeah, me too.
And it's also like kind of exciting and fun and interesting.
Yeah.
Personally. I cannot speak for others.
I'm having a good time. I'm so concerned for Charlie, but Charlie, I think, has a lot going on.
Yeah.
I think totally. If I asked, you know, personally outside of this, I'd probably get some story.
Yeah, I can give you a story. Oh, but actually, I've had a really good time.
Yeah.
But also, Natalie,
and I'm sorry that it's like I've been kind of distracted,
no,
but I haven't
fine.
Been Natalie's that distracted.
Natalie's still available because you're phoneless.
Well, generally.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Walking right, I've been practicing kind of like.
You know what? Like, I am really like, I'm always having something going on that's getting in the way. Like, I'm always like, you know.
I don't mean to be accusatory.
No, I don't feel accused.
We have a beautiful connection, and we
totally.
You know, major,
it's true.
Major driving factor for me. Why
I'm thinking about stuff.
Yeah.
There's stuff going on. It's too bad, but it's okay.
No, right. Stop it.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Stop. my gosh. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
Let's stop it.
Well, let me tell the listeners. Yeah. I know we're heading out here that, you know, I don't do podcasts often, but I did host one. It was called
Sing for Me.
It was literally called Sing for Me. It was called What Makes You Sing.
What Makes You Sing.
Sorry.
Owens, great episodes you can listen to. Z-Way, Io mm-hmm. Debris, mm-hmm. Aaron Jackson. Mm-hmm. You know, you can just really get a lot of great episodes in the archives. Mm-hmm. On January 29th, which is a Thursday, I will be at the Bell House mm-hmm. in Gowanus. You know where it is.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Everyone listening knows where this is. Mm-hmm. So I need you to come and see my show. It'll be announced. It's called Larry Fights AI. And it'll be at the Bell House.
That's a great name.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fab.
Yeah, I realize that this is coming out. Oh, well, it's coming out still before. Well, but I'll have announced the name of the show.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Right now it's New Year, New Material because we have to hold it. Right. But then next year you have the poster.
Right.
Yeah, I'm fighting AI and I think I'm going to win.
That's a great title.
Really? Oh, thank God.
I would love for you to win.
I want to talk about something.
Yeah.
But I'm not ready yet. But here's, I'm going to give you a preview.
Okay.
Is that I'm reading Frankenstein.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shelley.
Yes.
Shelley.
And first of all, I've actually been reading it for a little while, but the edition I have has this really long introduction that was so good, really contextualized it, really interesting story. She wrote it, the kind of like narrative, which I think is mostly true, is that, well, first of all, she wrote it when she was like 18.
Oh my God.
And she wrote it because she, with her husband, Percy Shelley, and with Lord Byron and like one other guy, they were like all together.
Who's
Lord Byron, he was like a guy. It's hard. He's like a poet, whatever.
I just got curious.
Right.
Byron.
You know. They were like.
Shelley, Byron.
They were all together at a summer, at like kind of a summer vacation area. And they were like, it was raining a lot. And he was like, they were reading all these like German ghost stories. And so Lord Byron was like, everybody write their own ghost story. Like, that's the fun challenge on this rainy day. And like, everybody kind of did it. And like, they wrote these ghost stories and hers was Frankenstein. And she was like, for days and days, like, I had no ideas. Everybody else was writing and she'd wake up and they'd be like, have you started writing yet? And she'd be like, I'm so embarrassed, I haven't. And then the way she describes it is she like one night has this really, really vivid dream. And it's the story of Frankenstein. Someone creating something that they like, trying to create life out of nothing. They can't control it. It like turns on them and like destroys them and it destroys itself because of the pernicious influences of society. And like, she has this vivid dream, wakes up and is like, oh my God, I'm so disturbed. And then is like, duh, that's my story. Writes it. Everybody's like, this is really good. Like,
right.
You're actually like, you need to write this longer and make it like a novel. And it's like a huge hit and is like kind of a precursor to like the science fiction genre, I think. And it's anyway, I think it's really apt. I'm reading it and I'm excited because I'm like, oh, this is sort of like AI, like man creating something that's like an imitate, like, you know, an imitation of human life that then will like kind of destroy it.
Yeah.
Right. And actually also the thing with Frankenstein, which I read in the intro, but I haven't read yet in the book, like the idea that it's like Frankenstein is influenced by the world around it and he's corrupted by like by humanity, right? And it's like AI is can only be like its input, right? And so it's like the whole thing with like artificial intelligence where it like replicates the biases of like, you know, the algorithm is biased in the way that like the people who make it are biased, right? So I think it feels really apt and I'm really excited.
Yes, and that is a gorgeous overlay.
Definitely.
Yeah, I love that.
And isn't her mom
Mary Wollstonecraft? You knew it.
Me knowing that her mom is Mary Wollstonecraft, like, that is actually once in a lifetime.
That's like boots,
like, I'm
literally
not going to know that's that boots about everything. And like,
she never knew her mom. Her mom died when she was 9 months old. But her mom was this very influential, like, kind of like early feminist thinker.
Yes.
And her dad was this leftist kind of like thinker.
All right.
And it's interesting because she's kind of responding to her parents' radicalism. She's actually a little more conservative. Like, it's also this era of like romantic exploration of like where these great men had these big ideals. And she's like, it's kind of the hubris. It's like an Icarus story as well. Like, you know, seeing it's an age of exploration and she's responding to that. It's an age of people who are trying to like replicate God or like supplant God. I don't know. It's interesting. There's a lot there. And she was like an 18-year-old girl and she was like
gorgeous out
that's
of the mouth
crazy
of babes. I love that.
All right, well, thank you.
Yeah,
back to the plug,
right?
Oh yeah, that it's gonna
Larry
be January
exploring
29th.
Such themes right. in his
yeah but that's really it. It's gonna be a lot of that, but obviously presented in like, you know, a ton of comedy,
right, right,
just
right.
sort of like illustrate the
maybe dramaturg
of it.
Maybe Charlie is the dramaturg.
Charlie, you should.
By the way, like, I will.
You will be a best person to have eyes on.
Can you actually help Richard? You'd be like, no flowing curls.
Yes. Okay, you know what I love more.
Really?
Yes. And then you can now you're privy to what I'm working on. Yeah. So I can at least get some sounding board on it.
Perfect. Yeah. Oh my God.
So I'm taking it out raw. I'm taking it raw out for December 29th.
Oh my God. Can I come see it like in a rehearsal with like a notebook?
Yes.
And like literally be like, going through my notes, being like,
it's like color by numbers.
Literally, I'm like, what did that mean? I said like, good with the turn. Oh, I love the way you turn there. That's what that was. Then, I didn't understand. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I love it.
I love director mode.
I love the creative process.
Like, yeah, she's a beauty.
Like, you know, it just works. Like, yeah, that's like my dream. I just want to like go into rehearsal from 10 to 6 and then go home, maybe have dinner, maybe see a show, go to sleep, wake up, do that for 3 weeks, put the show in the theater for 2 weeks in tech.
Sounds
and
amazing.
Then either run it as a part of the cast or leave my cast because I'm the writer and director.
I trust.
Oh,
yeah. And then just
leave.
Start a new rehearsal process. Mm-hmm. Like that.
The director leaves. I heard about that.
Enough up for and me. Running. That is
I remember hearing about that when I was a kid. The director doesn't go to every show. And I said, what?
Yeah. Yeah,
where is she?
The stage manager.
What does she do?
I just had the first show with Richard where I wasn't there.
Okay.
Where I came like halfway. And I was like, it's so cool. It's like, it just goes. And by the way, it's like literally 99.9% him. I'm like, the director. Like barely,
it just goes.
But I am like attached to it. It's like we've been, you know. I've
wasn't
been
there
for
a thing with like Julie Taymor came to a show and she fired everyone in Lion King?
Oh, I don't know about that one.
Okay, it's not true then.
But no. I don't know about that one. My Lion King like apocryphal story is that Heather Headley, the original Nala, was on stage.
Northwestern,
absolutely, and she got injured, and the actor playing Simba is ad-libbing in character like Nala, are you okay? Uh-huh. Heather Headley goes, my name is not Nala. My name is Heather Headley, and I'm out. And it walks off stage. I don't know if it's real or not. Heather Headley, if that's true, please like this video.
If Heather Headley finds this video, that would be amazing.
This should be our clip.
Right.
This is the clip. Heather Headley, which camera? Please listen to the podcast.
I don't know if it'll be that one.
Let us know.
We can't even see you in the camera.
Okay, but can you see me in general?
Yes. Heather Headley.
Did that happen? Thank you.
Heather, we need to know.
Did that happen
Heather,
at the Lion King?
She was in Aida, right?
Yeah, she also was our original
I saw that on YouTube.
Yeah, I saw that on YouTube.
And that was a great place for that to go with Sherry Renee Scott.
Yes, she was the witch. Yes,
one of your coworkers.
Sherry Renee Scott, who I directed. Oh my gosh, talk about a plug.
Right.
Who I directed in my first short film. Mm-hmm. I played at Tribeca in 2023.
Fabulous.
And you can watch it online now. It's called The Gag.
Yes!
I did screenplay, lyrics, and wrote the music with Henry Kapersky. Mm-hmm. And Sherry Renee Scott starred in my movie.
It's crazy.
Yes, actually. This icon, Tony nominee.
Mm-hmm. Just
the most generous, gorgeous woman. Mm-hmm. Please watch my film. It's called The Gag. Mm-hmm. It is probably the link in my bio.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
it's
bet.
Free. 15 minutes. You have no reason not to watch,
watch
it.
Watch The Gag starring Cherry Renee Scott.
It'll be on Spotify by the time
that's coming
out.
To Spotify as soon as things just get figured out.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It's like TuneCore. Mm-hmm. You know, someone knows.
Charlie knows. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
TuneCore?
For the podcast, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Different.
We didn't know.
It's different. It's
OS.
Different. Okay.
You guys were
OS.
Independent and you did it all yourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For a little while.
For a year, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my
Charlie
God.
Did
I can't
it.
Believe that.
Yeah.
Do you need me to read any copy? I love when you guys read the copy. It's so fun.
Oh, yeah. When we're like ads. Do we have any ads to record?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we do, but
can I do one?
Check.
Right.
Just give me some copy.
Okay. You could do one, I think, just like for anything.
Yeah. Part of like what I'm trying to go after is like the reading of it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can't come up with
it. I know. I just don't have anything and I don't even have a phone.
Okay. Yeah. We have a factor ad for next week.
Okay.
Oh,
wait, let me
great.
Can we have Larry do it?
No. We'll just do it for fun.
Oh, okay.
But can Larry do it in the thing? I feel like you would really act it well.
I don't know if our advertisers will love that.
This did charge.
Good charge. Oh, wow.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I was so skeptical.
Oh, wow. We're past our time. It's past our time.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. I actually kind of have to go and I really have to go to the bathroom.
Okay,
actually, should we just end?
Okay, let's end it.
Okay.
Larry, thank you so
thank
much
you
for
so
coming
much.
On.
Thank
we'll
you,
see
everyone.
All of
you
at
you
January 29th at the Bell House.
Yeah, Obsession.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.